This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is John Sticca. John is president, Certified Angus Beef Brand. You'll learn more about CAB coming up in just a moment. All right, first, Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA. Review states in the southern plains that have improved topsoil moisture conditions after rains.
Big focus was the heavy rainfall across the southern plains. That has brought us an increasing list of states with topsoil moisture ranging anywhere from 20 to 50% surplus. Kind of a long list, but it starts in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, then extends northward through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, into the Midwest, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and even Wisconsin. So quite a list of states that have topsoil moisture at least 20% surplus.
This is the Agribusiness Report. John Sticca is president of Certified Angus Beef.
What's exciting to see as we look at these numbers, because this is important, because it sends the signal about why I don't believe this is a debate around quality or commodity. This chart up here shows you the Certified Angus Beef to choice spread over time in the green. The fact that that gets wider as we move to the right says that that spread is getting more significant. The red is the choice select spread. And you can see that getting wider as we move to the right. And keep in mind where the value of this slide comes into. We've got widening spreads at the wholesale level while we're putting more of these kind of quality carcasses on the market. More supply at widening spreads, I think, speaks to the demand signals that, again, have helped lead us to where we are today. This ultimately gets translated into grid premiums that then reflect back to what I shared earlier, where a Certified Angus Beef carcass is worth roughly $80 to $100 more than the cash base price on a grid. And specific to prime, this slide here is maybe a little hard to read in terms of trying to decipher what it says, but the yellow line reflects the carcass tonnage that we've put on the market on a weekly basis. For the spread of that slide, we've basically quadrupled the volume of prime on the market. And you can see that that prime premium over choice on the grid still sits solidly between 15 and 20 bucks. Okay, and that's an average. Now, I've cherry-picked something. I'm coming clean. I cherry-picked an example, a real-world example that I want to share with you of what can happen when high-grading cattle hit a marketplace or a marketing method that really rewards quality. And I think it's pretty impressive. This is a set of heavyweight heifers, 59 of them sold in January. When I say heavyweight heifers, these heifers had an average carcass weight of 1,020. Okay, so they were big. These cattle went 100% choice and prime, 75% prime on a premium on this grid of 34 bucks, 100. Okay? They only went 12% CAB because too many of them went prime. Okay? And that premium was 7 bucks, 748 is what that was. They yielded back a per head premium for quality of $372, as you can see on the screen. Now, granted, they were heavy and they were a little bit fat. And so we've got some discounts in there. But even when you pencil in those discounts for being 29% fours and fives, 15% over 1,100 pounds, you take that in there, that's a discount of $17 a head, you still get a net result of $355. Where do you get $355? That's significant, and that's what's driving this revolution and continual improvement towards quality. Now, it was brought up yesterday, and I couldn't agree more with Lee around the fact that we are going to see increased focus on improving red meat yield, reducing back fat, producing carcasses that have more product that we can sell and less to trim off. We can do it more efficiently in the feed yard, more efficiently on the ranch as well, more than likely. And that's going to come at some point, but I would tell you, it's not going to be a focus on red meat yield at the expense of quality. It's going to be a focus on both. They're going to have to continue to hit the quality mark and opportunities to see more incentive, I believe, for red meat yield moving forward. It's not an either or. It's going to be an and. We're going to want them both, I think, moving forward.
President of Certified Angus Beef, John Sticca. This is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. John Sticca is president of Certified Angus Beef. Will we continue to focus on quality moving forward?
There is just a lot of literature out there that speaks to the fact that consumer satisfaction improves in our product as marbling goes up. And this is one of the best classic studies done at Colorado State that really exemplifies that as marbling goes up, consumer satisfaction goes up. And I believe it's just quite that simple. You make a better product, more consumers trust your product, and they buy more. And demand goes up. And that's what's gotten us to where we are. And I think more of the same is going to be a part of why quality is going to continue to resonate in our industry. I also would tell you that it's very easy in the branded beef world, and many of you maybe have your own branded programs that you're selling as well. And I would tell you, you can sell ribs, you can sell strips, you can sell tenderloins. Those are easy to sell. It's selling eye arounds, round flats, insides, chuck rolls, clods, maybe some thin meats. Okay, those are the things that are hard to sell. And oftentimes, things that are hard to sell get discounted and go out the door at commodity prices. What we've been able to see over the last several years is the ability for the brand to elevate the value in end cuts to where now, when you look at a certified Angus beef premium over choice of 5.1%, that 5.1% isn't just sitting focused on three cuts or the two primals in the middle, ribs and loins. We're selling chucks for 5, almost 6%, a premium over choice. We're selling briskets for a 5% premium. We're selling plates because the skirt state's attached to it, okay, for a 6% premium. And yes, we're selling rounds at a premium, but we could sure stand to sell them at a bigger premium. But the point is, the fact that we've got a premium across the entire carcass only further supports why a packer in an industry would like to see more of these kinds of cattle hit the marketplace, because I can make more money selling certified Angus beef chucks than I can commodity chucks. You know, as a part of that story is the fact that ground beef is no longer quality grade neutral. I think a lot of us were probably brought up or trained that an 80-20% ground beef is the same as any other 80-20% ground beef. Ground beef is ground beef is ground beef. I'll tell you, the reality is it's not. Premium grinds, or what we call tasty grinds, perform better at food service, at retail, international and domestic. With big chains like Smashburger being a big part of driving certified Angus beef premium grinds nationwide, that's a big part of why I think this is a very important point. And whether it be boxed frozen patties like those Smashburgers you see on the screen, to inclusion burgers like those blue cheese burgers you see there. You see the Prime Burger that's listed up there as well. The certified Angus beef chub ground beef, 1 pound pack, okay? At a wholesale level, let me give you some context. At a wholesale level, 1 pound of certified Angus beef ground beef, 80-20 chuck, sells at a 20-cent premium to commodity 80-20 ground chuck. 20 cents. That's real money. Ground beef is no longer quality grade or brand neutral, and that's another reason why the quality beef movement, I think, will continue to move forward.
John Sticca is president, certified Angus beef. And this is the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
It's the Agribusiness Report. John Stick is president, certified Angus beef.
Prime has been a significant portion of our growth as a brand over the last several years. We had another record year with Prime last year, and it's on pace for a record year this year as well. And it's interesting because the reason Prime has become so important is, as it says there, larger Prime supplies support more consistent and expanded offerings. A retailer now can feel confident that I can put a 2-foot section or a 4-foot section of Prime meat in my service case or self-service case and know that it is going to be there every week. They know that a restaurant can put an item on a menu and know that they're going to get it every week. A retailer in particular, if they're going to have it in the store, they definitely want to put it on ad. And you can see the ad that's listed up there. It may be a little hard to see, but we've got retailers that will feature commodity choice, strip steaks maybe. They'll do certified Angus beef strip steaks on ad, and then they'll do certified Angus beef prime strip steaks on ad as well. A three-way shadow feature is what we call that. You could never do that when Prime was 2 to 3% of the industry. And you couldn't do it when Prime was 6% of the industry, when it varied weekly from 4% to 10%. But consistently at 10 to 12% Prime in the marketplace today, we're seeing this as a key part of why the messages around quality will continue to resonate. And actually, we believe over the next 3 years, even with declining cattle numbers but increasing grade, Prime will probably be the way this brand grows for the next 3 years in tight and declining cattle numbers. So we're pretty excited about this category, so please make more of them. Lastly, I'll put this one up here that the customer base for premium beef continues to grow. The bottom line is, I know when I started 26 years ago, it was traditional retail and high-end food service. Okay, and that was kind of where premium meat sold, not just our brand, but premium meats in general. Today, we see an expanded array of customers that are looking to upgrade their meat case. A big one is multicultural markets, whether that's domestic multicultural, Latin-focused retail chains or food service chains, or if it's Asian, especially Korean-focused entities, retail or food service. These are beef-centric cultures that historically have been kind of looked at as an opportunity for an outlet for lower quality, select grade meat. These markets are now looking to upgrade to a premium product, and that's a big part of what we're seeing is a transition in where premium products are sold. Universities and colleges continue to look for ways to upgrade the experience. The campus life environment and quality beef is one of those things. And I don't know about you. I'm in Texas. You guys ever heard of a Buc-ee's? I don't know if you had, maybe. Okay. Well, convenience stores. Okay. There was a long time we said we would never sell certified Angus beef at a place that sold gas. And then Buc-ee's came along. And we don't think gas is so bad. Okay. The reality is if you're buying a brisket sandwich at Buc-ee's, you are buying a certified Angus beef brisket sandwich from the single largest user of certified Angus beef briskets on the planet. In all honesty, that is the first customer that ever makes me wonder, can we actually make enough of them when you look at how their business is growing? And I'm not saying enough certified Angus beef briskets. I'm saying enough briskets, okay? These guys sell a lot of briskets. And that convenience store space continues to grow. So 20 years ago, would you ever guess that, or would I have ever guessed that we'd be selling in literally a gas station? Okay, now I can eat my brisket sandwich in the bathroom. As you know, they're that clean. Okay, but still, the customer wants a premium beef experience wherever they want it, whether that's fine dining, at a retail case, or at a gas station. They want it. and they're willing to pay for it. I think that's the part that's exciting.
John Sticka, President, Certified Angus Beef. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
This is the Agribusiness Report.
USDA's first pasture and rangelands condition report for 2025 indicates
35% of the country reporting good to excellent rangeland and pasture conditions, 33% very poor to poor.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says compared to the same time 1 year ago,
those numbers are a bit lower. We were at 46% good to excellent and just 25% very poor to poor.
Like May 2024, less drought coverage is benefiting pasture and rangeland condition as a whole across the country.
So general improvement in most areas since last fall, but there are a handful of exceptions.
Among those, 8 states above the national average of 33% very poor to poor condition for the period ending May 4th. Meanwhile, 70% or higher good to excellent pasture and rangeland condition numbers are reported in states mostly in the eastern half of the country. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.